Chapter 5. My heart pounded with exhilaration as the ship drifted away from the dock, and Sienna pulled me and Jessamine over to the rail so we could all see the view. The salty mist from the sea cooled my cheeks, even as the bright sun warmed my body. And as the wind whipped my hair back and forth, I admired the blonde princess's kingdom as we drifted away from it. We could see the red roofs of the town interspersed with the bright green trees, and the towers and parapets of her castle grew smaller and smaller as we got further away. Sienna waved at Starlight until we couldn't see the horse anymore, and I saw a little tear in her eyes.
I guess we're really leaving,
Sienna sighed. I know it's hard, I said as I put an arm around her shoulders. I would have loved to chill at your castle forever, because these past few days have been the best I've ever had. But I think we're making the right decision. I'm not sure what's ahead, given how weird everything has been lately, but I know we're going to make it out okay.
Thanks, Joe,
the beautiful blonde replied, and she cuddled up against me.
That really means a lot, and I would trust Fiona with my life. I know she's going to be able to handle things while we're gone. I guess it's just, I've been away from home so much lately. I feel like I barely got back to my castle, and now we have to leave again.
Yeah, I get it. I've been away from home for a while now, too.
Sienna, Joe.
Jessamine suddenly spoke up in a weak voice, and I looked over at the dark-haired beauty and noticed she looked a little green.
Are you okay?
Sienna asked, and then she gasped.
Oh, no. I think you're seasick.
How can you be seasick? You flew so well on the magic carpet.
I don't know. This just feels different. I've never been on a ship before, and this is a new feeling. I think I might need to go lie down.
Do you want me to walk you down there?
That would be wonderful, Joe. I think I could use your arm since we have to walk across the deck.
Do you want to come, Sienna? I can definitely handle it if you want to stay up here.
Sure. I'll hang out on the deck for a few minutes since I need to talk to the captain anyway.
She replied and turned to Jessamine.
I hope you feel a lot better really soon. I'll come down and check on you two in a bit.
Sounds good, I said. Jessamine, come with me, and I'll take care of you. I held out an arm to Jessamine, and she seemed grateful to have it. She grasped me as tight as she could, and she leaned up against my body as we made our way across the deck. Sienna's private cabin was located directly under the deck with the captain's quarters, and the 20 feet it took to get there seemed to take forever, as Jessamine tried not to lurch back and forth by my side. When we got back to the small, ornate room, Jessamine collapsed onto the bed, and she rolled onto her stomach with her head in her arms. Are you going to be okay? I asked her, as I sat next to her and rubbed her back in slow circles.
Yes, Joe. You are my hero, as always,
the princess told me, and she turned her head to look me in the eyes.
I always appreciate everything you do for me. You are so kind and brave.
I definitely try. So do you want to sleep, or do you want me to stay here for a few minutes and talk to you?
Let's talk.
Jessamine smiled faintly.
I'll probably sleep soon, but it would help me if you stayed.
Sure. I'm happy to be here with you. What are you thinking about these days? Sienna was just talking to me about being sad to leave her kingdom.
I'm still worried about what's going on back home, I have to admit.
The beautiful princess sighed, and she closed her eyes with a shudder.
Why does it have to rock so much, though?
You'll get used to it soon, I promise. I kept rubbing her back. I know it's different from the desert.
Yes, the desert, like I was talking about. I wish I could communicate with my men back home. Since we defeated Jamar, I keep wondering if the undead hordes have stopped attacking our kingdom.
Oh, I sure hope so, I responded. When we'd been in Jessamine's kingdom a couple of weeks back, we'd managed to defeat hundreds of undead hordes with a flamethrower I'd thrown together from parts lying around her palace. However, there had still been more troops on the horizon when we left, and there didn't seem to be any way to find out about the fate of Jessamine's kingdom for the time being.
In my heart of hearts, I know the quest we are on is important. Putting a bandage on the problem doesn't solve the main issue, which is Chernobog's hold on Fairyland. and I do believe the only way to solve that is to find all the princesses and bring them together.
That's right. Good attitude.
And that means more rituals for you, Joe.
The beautiful princess teased and poked me in the ribs. I knew if she was talking about the ritual, it meant she was starting to cheer up, and I was happy about that. Are you feeling a little better? At least you're smiling.
I'm still really queasy, but you always help me feel better. I think I'm going to nap for a little bit now. Thanks, Joe. You're the best.
You are too, I whispered and gave her a kiss on the cheek. I'll come back to check on you in a little bit. When I headed back out to find Sienna, the sun had already started to go down. I wandered around the boat for a minute looking for the blonde princess, and then I caught a glimpse of her talking to the captain at the ship's helm. I walked up to them and Sienna gave me a huge smile.
Hey, Joe! Captain Barnes was just telling me it looks like smooth sailing ahead.
Good to see you again, Joe, the captain said, and he gave me a friendly nod. Well, smooth sailing is good news, I replied, and I put my arm around Sienna's waist. Then I looked out over the ship's bow, and suddenly I caught a glimpse of something. What are those?
Don't you have dolphins where you came from, Joe?
Sienna asked with a puzzled expression. The creatures I could see jumping out of the water in front of us were bright green in the sunset, and they looked like they'd been dipped in glitter. We do, and they're awesome, but they're basically just gray, I told her.
Well, that's boring.
She wrinkled her nose.
Hey, Joe, take a walk with me for a minute, because I want to talk to you about something.
Of course, any time. We walked out onto the deck away from anyone who might be listening in on our conversation, and we both leaned against the rail and stared out for a moment at the red ball of fire that was quickly sinking down below the horizon. I also saw more schools of sparkling dolphins in the distance, but these were red and purple. I whistled in amazement, and Sienna leaned her head against my shoulder.
Pretty beautiful, huh?
It's gorgeous. So, what's up? Sienna looked around to make sure we were alone before she continued.
I just can't stop thinking about the Lady Fontaine,
she said as she pursed her lips in a thin line.
I know I asked you to leave without interrogating them, but I fear I made a mistake. What if they are traitors? Just, why did they bring up the tent? I feel weak for not letting you threaten them more. You were trying to protect me and our kingdom, and I...
Hey, I soothed as I took her in my arms. Don't worry about stopping me. They're your family, so I totally get it. We'll figure it out together.
Thanks, Joe.
A horrified expression flashed across her face for a moment, and I suspected she was reflecting back on the atrocities she'd experienced before Jessamine and I had rescued her. I didn't know the extent of how bad it had been before we'd gotten to her, but we'd heard men beat her and threaten to rape her. She'd been bound against a tent pole when we found her, and she'd been barely strong enough to escape with us. The way that they were treating you was one of the most awful things I've ever seen. But would they really betray you to a demon that wants to destroy this world? Seems super dumb.
I just wonder who's telling her these things. If they are working with Chernobog, I wonder how deep his intelligence network goes. That's why I wanted to talk to you away from everyone else on the ship. Except Jessamine, of course. I think from now on, we trust no one. Guards, crewmen, even the captain. I don't know who's talking to who anymore.
Yeah, good call, I told the beautiful blonde. You never know who you can trust in times of war.
Although, I was thinking about it, and I don't think it even matters if the letter from Princess Rachel was real or not. Even though I tease you and Jessamine about the ritual a lot, the goal really is to align ourselves with more princesses.
Yeah, Jessamine was saying something like that too, I replied. I tried not to think too hard about the thought of other princesses and focus on the woman I was with. Sienna was so resilient. I marveled at what a few days of good sleep and food could do, because the blonde princess had become the picture of health and beauty. If I squinted, I could still see the remaining sunlight glinting off her golden hair, and it was hard to keep my eyes off the silhouette of her hourglass figure. Sienna caught me looking at her, and she just smiled at me. It amazed me how far we'd come since the first time I met her. When I looked back on her previously scornful attitude toward me, it didn't even feel like I was talking to the same person anymore.
Let's go check on Jessamine,
the blonde suggested and reached out for my hand.
And remember, don't trust anyone.
I already don't. I just got to Fairyland, remember? You two are showing me the ropes right now.
Well, hero, you still have your big jobs to do too,
Sienna responded with a grin as she tugged me along toward her cabin. She pulled a lantern from a post, and we entered the now dark room, where I could hear the sounds of Jessamine's slow, even breathing. I was glad the dark-haired beauty had gotten comfortable enough to rest. Sienna and I quickly undressed and slid under the covers with Jessamine. There was a chill in the cabin, so the blonde snuggled up to my chest. I could hear the comforting sounds of the night crew walking around on the deck above, and the rocking of the waves soon lulled us both to sleep. When I woke up the next morning, Sienna was still asleep, but Jessamine was sitting next to me on the bed, fastening a pair of glittering emeralds onto her ears.
Good morning, Joe,
she said with a huge smile.
I'm feeling a lot better today. I even went up on the deck for a few minutes to catch the sunrise.
Looks like someone's got her sea legs. Good for you. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Me too.
She grinned as she pinned a gold tiara with a bright green stone to her dark hair, which fell in long waves down her back today. I couldn't help but reach out to grab a strand and inhale its heady, flowery scent. She had put on her turquoise male bikini for hanging out on the deck, and her body looked as incredible as always. Well, you look great, I told her.
Thanks, hero,
she replied, and her cheeks flushed a little. Sienna stirred beside us and rolled over in bed. Then she smiled sleepily and rubbed at her eyes. Good morning, sunshine, I said to the gorgeous blonde. Her face always glowed, even first thing in the morning.
Good morning, you two. How are you today, Jessamine? I'm so much better. Thanks for asking. I might even be ready for some breakfast.
Sounds good to me. You told me there was no buffet, so what do you eat on a ship like this anyway?
Well, the crew basically just eats dried meat and beans, but we were a little luckier today. I had the servants pack up some food for us, and we even have eggs they can cook up in the galley.
Perfect. You know I'll eat pretty much anything, but eggs sounds good right now.
Jessamine, are you sure you're okay?
Sienna asked, and I looked over to see the dark-haired princess was slightly pale again.
I'm not sure I'm ready for eggs yet,
the dark-haired princess murmured.
Do you have any bread? Of course. We'll find you the perfect thing,
Sienna assured her friend.
I'll call for some hard biscuits with our breakfast, and those will help your stomach. Thank you.
Jessamine sighed with gratitude in her eyes.
I really appreciate it, Sienna. So, Joe, what do you want to do today?
Sienna asked as she turned to me.
Do you want me to show you around the ship some more?
That sounds great. What kind of weapons do they have on this thing?
Ooh, I know. I'll introduce you to the Master Gunner.
The blonde princess replied with a grin.
He can show you the cannons. You're really gonna like that.
Cannons? I asked, and my heart started to thrum with excitement. That sounds fucking amazing.
I want to see too. I want to know everything about being out on the water. This is gonna be fun,
Sienna said with a sparkle in her eyes.
I'll have them bring down breakfast, and we can have some fun exploring after that.
A knock on the door soon announced the arrival of our breakfast. I wasn't sure what to expect, but the eggs Sienna had promised were cooked sunny side up and salted to perfection. They were served with a thick piece of jerky that reminded me of bacon, and even the hard biscuits were good when I dipped them into my eggs. Sienna and I finished getting dressed, and we were soon out in the bright sunshine again. The blonde princess had matched Jessamine's outfit and was wearing her pale blue bikini now, and I had to admit, I found the two women's exposed bodies incredibly distracting.
I can't believe how much steadier I feel. This is so amazing.
Sienna stopped and looked around for a moment to make sure we were alone.
Jessamine,
she said in a lowered voice,
I want to tell you what Joe and I talked about last night. Ever since we were at my stepmother's house the other day, I've been convinced she's a spy.
The dark-haired princess finished.
Yes, exactly right. I knew you would get it. So, we really want to make sure no one is around when we're talking. And don't say anything to anyone about Princess Rachel or what we're trying to do here. I totally agree,
Jessamine replied, and her expression was determined.
Everything is on a need-to-know basis, right?
Exactly. Now, about those cannons.
You're so funny, Joe. I can tell you're really excited. So let's get over there and talk to the gunner.
We walked across the deck, and I noted there were three cannons placed at equal intervals across each side of the ship. I estimated they had to weigh at least a few thousand pounds apiece, and the sight was very impressive.
Good morning, Officer Clayton,
Sienna called out to a short, thick man who was polishing one of the huge brass guns.
Morning, Your Honor.
The man bent into a quick bow before going about his work again. He wore a pale gray jacket with buttons up the front and matching wide-legged pants, and his eyes matched the color of the sea. A cap with a wide visor protected his face from the sun, and I could tell from the lines on his face that this was a man who smiled a lot.
Joe, this is Officer Clayton, the master gunner on the Lady Starlight.
Sienna introduced the man to me.
Officer, please meet Joe. You may have heard of his successes during the war on the road to the castle last week.
Yes, sir, the officer said and nodded. Very impressive. Our kingdom is grateful for your service.
Thank you, sir, I replied. I'm glad you're here to help protect the princess.
Officer, why don't you show Joe what you're working with here?
Of course, Your Highness, the wide man said.
Jessamine, do you want to stay and see the cannons? I've seen it already, but if you're interested, that's okay. I'd rather just go somewhere, talk, and lie out in the sun. That sounds good to me, too. We could just let the men look at the weapons over here while we go chat.
The women wandered away, and I was left with Officer Clayton. So, thanks for letting me hang out with you, I chuckled as I awkwardly rubbed at the back of my neck.
No problem, the man said. It's always nice to have company. Want me to show you around a cannon?
Yup, I grinned. I'd love to see how one of these works.
Well, this is a 6-pound cannon here, the officer began. That means the cannonballs weigh 6 pounds.
Kind of like bowling balls, I mused.
Yeah.
The man looked at me strangely.
Right, anyway. To load one of these things, you take a bag of gunpowder and pack it into the barrel. Next, you ram in a wad of cloth, and then the ball, followed by another wad of cloth. Light the fuse, and then boom! Big explosion, huge shot.
Awesome, I breathed, and I kind of felt like a kid in a candy shop. I guess you're the one who keeps them in working order.
I am, he nodded. I've heard rumors of trouble on the seas, so I wanted to make sure everything was up and running.
Well, I used to work with tools, too, back where I came from, I said. Maybe I could help you out with something.
Sure, I could always use another pair of hands, the officer shrugged. I was just going down the road, checking their parts and polishing them up if they needed it.
Happy to help, I replied, and I followed him along to the next cannon in line. When I looked at the huge gun, though, I could tell something wasn't quite right. It appeared to be wobbling on its base, and I suspected it had to do with one of the wheels on the cart it rested on.
Looks like something with the gun carriage, Officer Clayton muttered, and he got down on his knees to inspect the huge wooden cart the device rested on.
Then he gestured toward one of the wheels.
That looks like one of the bolts is loose. I'm going to have to go grab my tools.
Actually, would you mind if I grabbed something real quick? I realized I suddenly had a major urge to fix something. So I wanted to go get my plumber's tool bag from our cabin. I'd been carrying the tools since my arrival in Fairyland, and they'd come in handy several times already.
Sure, a friend of the princess is a friend of mine, the broad man replied with a nod. Be my guest. I'll be right here.
I ran across the deck to the cabin, and I soon returned with my toolkit. I hadn't used anything as of late except a blowtorch to light a fire in the woods, and I was eager to show the man my skills, as easy as the task seemed. I pulled out a wrench I thought was about the right size, and I could tell the officer was immediately impressed.
Hey, I've never seen a tool like that before, he said with an interested glint in his eyes. Mind showing me how it works?
Of course. I knelt down next to the carriage, and I made short work of tightening the wooden bolt that held onto the axle.
Nice job!
The man pursed his lips and nodded, and I was glad I'd earned his respect.
Can I take a look at your tool for a minute? What do you call it?
It's a wrench, I said, and I handed it to him. Back where I came from, I used to fix pipes all day. It works really well for that, and lots of other things, too.
Well, it made quick work of that wheel,
Officer Clayton remarked, and moved to hand the tool back to me.
Why don't you hold on to it? I suggested.
I have a few more where that came from, and this one seems to be just the right size to fix your carriage wheels.
Oh, thank you. That is a kind offer.
The short, wide man smiled, just as Sienna and Jessamine returned from the other side of the boat.
Are you having fun, Joe?
Sienna asked and gestured to my tools. I am, I admitted with a chuckle. I do like to fix stuff.
It's true. You should have seen this machine he created to destroy zombies back in my kingdom. The hero was amazing. Nice job, Joe.
Sienna nodded, but then she turned to me with a mischievous glint in her eye.
Well, I came up with something else you might like to do, since you seem to like being high up on that magic carpet so much. Do you want to climb up into the crow's nest?
She pointed up at the main mast, and I saw a crude platform at least 50 feet up in the air. I stalled. The thought made me slightly ill, but I didn't want to look weak in front of my wives either.
Why the hell not?
Jessamine and Sienna followed me over to the mast, and I looked dubiously at the wobbly-looking rungs that had been attached to the wide wooden pole.
You can do it, Joe!
Jessamine encouraged me and clapped her hands with excitement, and I really didn't think I had any choice now.
Here goes nothing, I muttered to myself,
and I reached out for a rung and started to pull myself up. The mast immediately started to sway slightly in addition to the rocking of the boat beneath us, and my stomach immediately flipped over. Still, there was no giving up now. The higher I climbed, the harder the wind pushed back against my body, and the louder the whistling in my ears grew. I held on tight to the swaying pole for a moment and wanted to stop, but I could hear Jessamine and Sienna cheering me on from below. Finally, after what seemed like an eternity of climbing, I reached the rickety platform. I gasped to catch my breath and held on tight to the thin metal railing. After I looked around, however, I realized I was actually glad I'd made the climb.
What's it like up there, Joe?
Sienna called up to me.
It's pretty amazing, I shouted down to my wives.
It was beautiful from so high up in the air, and I could see miles and miles of clear blue water from all around. The swaying got to me less and less, and I started to enjoy the feeling of the wind in my hair. I could even see a couple of schools of jewel-toned dolphins leaping out of the water in the distance.
Should we come up?
Jessamine yelled as she cupped her hands around her mouth.
Uh-uh! No way!
I shouted down to the dark-haired princess. I had no doubt the princesses could make it up, but I wasn't sure the platform could support more than one person's weight.
This was great, but I'm coming down!
I began my slow descent down the pole, which somehow felt more dangerous than the climb up. My palms had started to get sweaty, so I tried to grip the rungs tighter and tighter. I went one foot and one hand at a time, and I eventually made it back to solid ground.
Whew! That was fun, I gasped and wiped the sweat from my forehead.
I didn't want to show the princesses I'd been afraid, so I grinned broadly at them.
It's beautiful up there. You should try it sometime. One at a time, though, and slowly.
That was brave, Joe.
Sienna clasped my hand and smiled at me.
Thanks, I chuckled as my cheeks warmed. Even though we were married now, I still basked in my wife's compliments.
So, what's next?
Jessamine asked as she bounced on her toes.
I've decided I love ships. How's your stomach feeling?
Sienna inquired in a concerned tone.
A lot better, thank you.
Jessamine grinned at her friend.
I might even be able to eat something real. Let's go back to our chambers and I'll have them bring us something from the galley. I have to admit, ship food isn't nearly as delicious as castle food, but I do have good cooks. Plus, we just departed yesterday, so there's still some fresh food left. I'm sure you'll like it.
The three of us returned to Sienna's chambers, and after the blonde princess rang her bell to call for lunch, we all sat around the small dining table and looked at each other.
Well, this has definitely been fun,
Jessamine stated.
but she seemed to have more to say. But, I asked her.
Well, I hate to say this out loud, but it seems like things have been relatively calm lately,
Jessamine said, and she rested her hands on her chin with a worried expression.
I know what you mean. I'm a little stressed out because I keep waiting for another major battle to start. It's not like things have been perfect, what with General Grigsby and all, but things haven't been too bad either.
Well, we can't predict the future, so how about we try to relax a little, I suggested with a smile. With perfect timing, a crewman knocked on the door to the cabin. I got up and walked the few feet to greet him, and he brought in a tray with plates of simple roasted turkey and vegetables, alongside a giant bottle of red wine.
All right, Del. I guess we can try to have fun,
Sienna said, and I was happy to see she was finally smiling.
Oh, this food does look good,
Jessamine sighed as she picked up her fork and knife.
I definitely need something hearty after those crackers.
This is pretty good for a ship, I grunted, as I took bite after bite. And when I looked up, I was amused to see the always delicate Sienna gnawing on a huge turkey leg.
Yeah, they didn't do too bad,
Sienna admitted as she gently patted her face with a napkin. Only a princess could make eating a turkey leg look sexy. Jessamine sipped at her glass of wine, but she looked pretty tired. To be honest, I was pretty exhausted myself. I looked out the cabin's glazed windows and estimated it to be late afternoon or so. Hey, you ladies want to take a nap? I asked.
Ooh, sounds delightful. All that sun made me sleepy. I'm in too,
Jessamine said, and she mirrored Sienna's yawn and laughed.
Sienna, you're making me even more tired. Sorry. Let's all go lie down.
I pushed my chair back from the table and virtually jumped from my spot on the floor to the bed, which made my wives laugh even harder. They shortly climbed up next to me and spooned me from either side, and I was quickly able to relax into a dreamless sleep. I woke up in the darkness to a strange pounding sound, and for a minute I wasn't sure where I was. I felt around the bed I was lying in and was comforted by Jessamine and Sienna's sleeping bodies, and I thought maybe I'd imagined the noise. So I closed my eyes, but the sound came again, and I was finally able to identify it as a knock on Sienna's cabin door. I groaned and hauled myself up over Jessamine to answer the knock, and I noticed the ship had started to roughly pitch back and forth. I stumbled and stubbed my toe into the table in the almost pitch blackness, and it hurt like hell. Oh, fuck! I exclaimed, louder than I meant. I really didn't want to wake the princesses unless I had to. I finally reached the door and I pulled it open to reveal a young, blonde crewman standing there with a candle in his hand.
I'm so sorry to bother you, the young sailor began, but the captain needs to speak to the princess urgently.
I understand, I answered in a gruff voice, and I cleared my throat. I'll wake her up. I left the door cracked to let the candlelight in, and I went over to gently shake Sienna. She stirred and opened her eyes almost immediately, but she looked equally as confused as I'd felt.
Joe, what time is it? What's going on?
I have no idea what time it is, but the captain needs to see you now.
Okay.
My blonde wife rubbed at her eyes and pushed herself up onto her arms.
I can do this. Help me up, Joe. But let's let Jessamine rest for now.
I reached out a hand and pulled her up to a standing position, and we followed the sailor up to the ship's helm where the captain was sitting. The waves had gotten rougher, and I grabbed hold of a railing as I struggled to maintain my balance. I was surprised to see how bright it still was with the moonlight shining down on the water, and every star seemed to be visible in the darkness of the sky. It was truly beautiful. But I knew there had to be serious trouble at hand for the captain to have woken Sienna.
What's going on, Captain Barnes?
The princess asked, and she was all business now. The captain peered out at the horizon through a spyglass, and his face looked grim.
There's a ship nearby, Your Highness! And I'm pretty sure it's pirates.